Never too busy to talk with God. No other life was so crowded with labor as was that of Jesus, yet how often he was found in prayer. Again and again are found records such as these: rising up a great while before day, he went out, and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness, and prayed. And it came to pass in those days, that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. The Savior found it necessary to turn aside from a life of ceaseless activity and contact with human needs to seek unbroken communion with his Father. As one with us, he was wholly dependent on God. In the secret place of prayer he sought divine strength that he might go forth braced for duty and trial. Jesus endured struggles and torture of soul. In communion with God he could unburden the sorrows that were crushing him. As a man, he supplicated the throne of God till his humanity was charged with a heavenly current that should connect humanity with divinity. He received life from God that he might impart life to the world. His experience is to be ours. If today we would take time to go to Jesus and tell him our needs, we should not be disappointed. He is the wonderful counselor. We are invited to ask wisdom of him. He giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. Everyone needs a personal experience in obtaining a knowledge of the will of God. We must individually hear him speaking to the heart. When every other voice is hushed and in quietness we wait before him, the silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. See. Here alone can true rest be found. The soul thus refreshed will reveal a divine power that will reach men's hearts.